Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Okay, we talked to Chris Ostheimer. If you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey app or 923thefan.com, and you'll be able to go back and listen to it. In fact, Chris Rose is going to join us at 1, so we'll talk more baseball with him, and we'll talk NFL stuff with him as well, because he is both the host on the Rose Rotation, and you see him all the time on the NFL Network. Chris talked a little bit about the playoffs, and so did MLB.com, Jeff.
They looked ahead, Andy. They said experts predict 2024 division winners and World Series champs. Okay?
And?
Well, they talked to 88 MLB.com voters to predict which teams will win the divisions. In the AL East, they took the Orioles, which I think is funny. I love that. In the Central, they took the Twins. Others receiving votes, Tigers, Guardians, and Royals. So the Guardians did get a couple of votes to win the division. Missing there, I don't see the name White Sox anywhere. I was going to say, yeah, five teams in the division, four of them get votes. That tells you pretty much all you need to know. So the Guardians did get some votes there, but they picked the Twins. And as they said, the Twins won 87 games last year. That was it. And they won by 9 games.
Sad, isn't it?
It's like, oh, really? Ooh, okay. There you go. So there's something. Then they got into the wild cards, and they picked to win the wild cards the Yankees, the Rangers, and the Mariners. And it said others receiving votes. This is for the American League wild card. Mm-hmm. Blue Jays, Astros,
okay.
Rays, Orioles, Royals, Twins, and Tigers.
Wait, what?
Others receiving votes to win the wild card.
Royals, Twins.
Blue Jays, Astros, Rays, Orioles, Royals, Twins, and Tigers. Not Guardians. So somebody thought they might be able to win the division, but nobody thought that they'd be able to win the wild card. Though they gave thoughts to the Royals and Tigers.
Yeah, that's odd. The wild card. Really?
Yeah.
Do you find that? I find that odd. Do you find that odd, Dan?
I do.
Mildly, but everybody likes the shiny new toy. I mean, that's everybody wants to pick the Tigers because they're shiny. You know, the Adley Rutschman took a leap forward. Tarek Skrubel's getting a lot of Cy Young buzz. A lot of, you know, the odds for Cy Young for him are going high after his second half performance. Riley Green looked better. Everybody likes the shiny new toy. You know, so I could see where you look at the guards and you're like, well, there's really not a whole lot here that's shiny and new.
Sports Illustrated says the Twins are the heavy favorites to win the AL Central, followed by...
Would you agree with that, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's easy.
I think so, too.
Are we all buying that? We're all buying that, right?
I would think they're the favorites.
Although the Central gets goofy sometimes. Just, you get one or two guys hurt, and boom, everything's
justifiably flipped. The favorites.
Yeah. We're all on board with that? I think so. Okay, all right. Raise your hand if you're not. Okay, I see you driving that 980. Yeah.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Breaking news at 92.3 The Fan, presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app and use Ohio25 to get 25% off your first month. Sham Sharania, The Athletic, Cavaliers All-Star Donovan Mitchell targeting return to action as soon as Friday's home game against the 76ers. Mitchell has been sidelined since March 16th due to knee issues and a nasal fracture. So Donovan Mitchell looking to return to action as soon as Friday's game against the Sixers.
Okay.
Reaction on 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Phelps, go.
You making fun of our new breaking news?
I had no idea what that was. I thought you actually started a commercial at first. No, I know.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Yeah, instead of the
This is breaking news. Donovan Mitchell expected to play Friday.
Everything's fresh.
Yeah.
Good. They clearly need him. I think there's no question. His absence shows what he means to the team. They're under 500 when he doesn't play. When Darius doesn't play, they're not under 500. When Evan Mobley doesn't play, they're not under 500. They're under 500 when Donovan doesn't play. Glad he's back. Hope they can get things, some things. Glad he hopefully is back. And then we'll see. And Andy, if that knee's not right, keep sitting out, young man. Do not push it.
Is there any chance they can just play Charlotte every game? Or maybe even meet up with them in the first round of the playoffs?
No.
I was trying. Yeah. I'm trying to find something optimistic. That would put him up against the Sixers on Friday. They're in trouble if he doesn't play. We all know it. This isn't earth-shattering. Now, it is breaking news that he's coming back. That I agree with you. But it's not earth-shattering.
Possibly coming back on Friday.
Oh, it's just possibly? I thought he said he was.
Targeting.
Oh, all right, targeting.
Targeting is different than is.
Isn't that like the Nick Chubb story, too, in the last 24 hours? Same thing? He's trying to get back to football-related activities. These are all in the same
kind. Well, that's kind of the idea.
It's the genre, right?
You plan to play football. You better get back to the football-related activities at some point.
And he plans to play basketball. So now he'll be back to.
Which is odd because he really doesn't have the build you're looking for in a point guard.
Yet they need him. Otherwise, you can forget about it. Oh, are you talking about Nick?
Well, you said Nick plays basketball. I made it a little funny following up your line.
Oh, sorry.
Which completely went over your head.
Yeah, because I didn't mean to say basketball. That's the problem. Sometimes you have air between your ears, sometimes you just things slip out.
Move along. I'm sorry.
So just going back to that with Donovan Mitchell. I hope he comes back. Jeff, they're in trouble if he doesn't play. And now it sounds like he's targeting Friday.
Okay.
Right? We're all on the same page?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how to.
I wouldn't say trouble. I mean, their challenges become.
If he doesn't play, do they win in the first round?
No.
No. So,
ask me if he plays, do they win in the first round?
Jeff, if Donovan Mitchell plays in the first round, do they win?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on who they play.
I guess it depends on how they play.
Wow, you think it's about them and not the other team?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's some pretty good teams out there.
Yeah,
they can play to their maximum potential and still not win.
I think they're a different kind of team. They have certain things that they have to deal with. And your two top scorers are your two small guards. And I know Donovan Mitchell has long arms, great wingspan, got it. Your top scorers are still your two guards. Nothing wrong with that. You just have to make it work. And, you know, we'll see how it comes with the other guys as well. And if Max Strus is able to contribute and George Niang, and they can knock down shots in the playoffs. And, I mean, and there's no reason they can't.
So let me bring this up.
That's why they tweaked the team.
I don't know if you heard this morning, Jeff, but you know, there's been all this talk about the future, what's going to happen to the Cavaliers.
Donovan Mitchell, free agent at the end of next year.
Yes. George Niang was on with the morning show this morning. I don't know if you caught this or not.
I think it's the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima and George Niang. Isn't that what the billing is now?
If you were listening, no, it would just be the Ken Carmen show with other guys.
Oh.
That's really what it is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, so my point, though, is this is what he said. This is George Niang on the morning show.
No, I think the biggest thing is, you know, what Donovan has done here so far has been pretty amazing. You know, he's an All-NBA player, and whenever you can have someone like that leading your franchise, I think it's a really good thing. Along with the young core nucleus that we have, I think Cavs fans and us as an organization are extremely excited about what the future holds. Obviously, you know, Donovan, you know, talked to me about coming here. I'm not in his head, but obviously I'm a firm believer that this is where he wants to be. I think all of us are excited to be here, especially, you know, for what we've been building. Yes, I know the last 20 games haven't gone ideally how everybody has wanted them. At the same time, I think what we're building here is special, and I think we do have another, you know, a chance to put up another banner like they did in 2016.
Wait, are you saying that George Niang, who talks to Donovan Mitchell all the time, thinks he wants to stay in Cleveland? Oh my goodness, Knicks fans, what are you going to do? Wait a minute. His teammate said he may actually want to pick Cleveland over New York. Wow. Wow.
Oh, okay. Can I reel you in?
Well, here's what I know. That if something was said like that and it was the other way around and there was just even a hint of maybe New York was in the back of his mind, you know that every like arrogant Knicks fan, the New Yorkers that want him to play for the Knicks would all be like, "Well, it's so obvious. You know, can't you see? He doesn't want to be in Cleveland. He wants to play in New York." And even when he's come out and said stuff before, people are always like, you know, he wants to play in New York. He's going to be in New York. But yet, didn't he go to prep school and like not really spend that much time in New York growing up? And I just sometimes, can we let the player just make the decision when the time has to be made? Instead of sitting here and just be so arrogant and full of yourself to go, he's playing for the Knicks. He's going to play for the Knicks. We all know that. I can't stand those kind of people.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate?
Sure, go ahead. You think he's going to the Knicks? Why don't you play? Do me a favor. Why don't you play devil's advocate in a second here? I want you to hold that thought because it'll give you a chance to just really
refine my thinking.
Yes, let everything just ferment, and before you actually say something that you know.
Well, it's a direct comment on what Niang said, so we'll have to refresh ourselves.
Okay, we will do that in a moment here. That's what we're going to do. 216.
How hurtful your words can be when you do it.
That's true. 216-474-0092.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.